few weeks ago, Inland Empire economist John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, stood in front of hundreds of IE business and civic leaders gathered at a hotel ballroom in Ontario to deliver his annual forecast for the Inland Empire for 2017 into 2018. It took a couple of hours for Dr. Husing to get through his whole forecast. We're going to do it in a manner a little more amenable to radio. Over the next few weeks, Dr. Husing will take a few minutes per week to analyze how each of the Inland Empire's economic sectors have done this year and how he forecasts each sector of the region's economy will do for the rest of the year and into next year.
I break them into groups, and I have the high-paying sectors. These are sectors that pay over $55,000. As a median, the sectors that are office moderate paying, and by office I mean basically not industrial type operations, that pay $45,000 to $55,000. Then industrial sectors, essentially construction, logistics, and manufacturing, which again pay $45,000 to $55,000, and then the whole large group of lower paying sectors, where the median pay tends to fall under $30,000. So those are the four groups that I tend to look at as I make a forecast.
High-paying sector, moderate-slash-office-paying sector, industry-slash-moderate-paying sector, and the low-paying sector.
Right. So what I suggest that we do is we take each of those groups and look at what's in it, starting with the one that everybody in the Inland Empire would like to see grow more, which is the high-paying sector.
Okay. Donald Trump says we're all going to be rich. Are we all going to be rich? Is your forecast for the high-paying sector going to affect us all in the Inland Empire?
The high-paying sectors are our problem child in the Inland Empire. In the state of California, it runs at about 27 to 28% of job growth is falling in high-paying sectors.
Okay, so a quarter to a third statewide.
Not that high, 28 to 27 in there. So a little over a quarter.
Okay.
27, 28. Last year, that group came in at 16% in the Inland Empire.
Okay.
Which for us was actually pretty good, but almost all of it was in one sector, healthcare. All the others were very, very marginal.
What are the other? Can you just list them off, the high-paying sectors?
The high-paying sectors are utilities, mining, federal and state government, management and the professions, as I said, healthcare, publishing and telecommunications and e-commerce. Not e-commerce, I'm sorry. Anything that's on the web. Higher education and local government. Last year, only two of those had really significant growth, and that was healthcare and local government. In addition to that, higher education didn't do badly. Mm-hmm. But the others were not particularly strong at all. Now, that's last year, almost 16% in that group of sectors.
Okay.
Again, not the over 25% that the state gets. So that's a weakness for this region.
Okay.
What am I looking at this year? Well, let's take them one at a time. The utilities are under some significant cost pressures. And as a consequence, I'm thinking they're going to probably lose a couple of hundred jobs in 2017 because they've tended to be tightening and tightening and tightening. Part of it was losing San Onofre. Part of it has been the problems they've had with natural gas up in,
Aliso Canyon.
Aliso Canyon. Just in general, that sector seems to be in some difficulty and not.
Yeah, growing. I have heard. NPR has done stories about how just the slow growth of the green technologies of wind and solar are having an effect on the utilities.
Yeah, when you get. Let's say a green project, that's construction activity. Once it's online, there are no more construction jobs and there's very little maintenance jobs for those facilities. So that has tended to weaken job growth in that area. And it's also put pressure on those companies because green is more expensive. Yeah. Whether we like it or not, that is just a fact.
Yeah.
The second is mining.
Is there a lot of mining in the Inland Empire?
There is in the desert. If you remember, the Inland Empire includes the high desert. Mm-hmm. And you've got a lot of mining activity going on in the desert. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a lot of, related to construction, you have a lot of activity dealing with sand and gravel.
Right.
Now, I'm forecasting here an increase of only 100 jobs, mostly because of construction continuing to expand. I could perhaps do a little more there. Last year, the sector lost 400 jobs, which is kind of a surprise. The third is the federal and state government. The state government is doing pretty well. The federal government is reining itself in.
Yeah,
I'm putting 400 job growth in this year there. Last year it was 500. Most of that coming from state agencies and state-related activities.
So you're saying, down from 500, you will forecast 400 federal and state jobs.
Last year it grew 5, this year 4.
And most of these will be state.
Okay. Now, healthcare last year added 4,400 jobs. This year, I'm forecasting it will only add 3,000. And the reason I'm saying that is, again, the controversy over the ACA, mm-hmm. I believe, will cause the healthcare providers to be somewhat restrained in their hiring because they just don't know what environment they're headed into. Again, that may be being overly conservative, but that's where I'm looking.
We're going to continue next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.